Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Bob McTeer is our guest, Dr. Robert McTeer. He's a columnist with Forbes.com, blogs.forbes.com/Bob McTeer, or just go to Forbes and in the search engine and type in Bob McTeer. You'll find all the stuff he writes, and you're going to be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Hey, Bob, looking at the two front runners in the presidential campaign, Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, for the moment, let's assume that they wind up with the nomination. What do you like about Hillary as president, and are you concerned about Hillary as president? Then we'll do Donald.
Well, you know, I'm not a Hillary fan. However, her instincts are more moderate than her chief rival in the Democratic Party. I mean, he's an out-and-out socialist. Unfortunately, he's dragging her to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she'd be a little bit more like Bill if she weren't scared to death she's going to lose the election and decide she's going to have to try to stay with him on the left.
Well, think about this. Even Obama is not as far left as his base is. They're yelling at him all the time because he's not far enough left. If Hillary tried to tack to the center after she got elected, she's got a base that would be on her. That's what's happening to the Democrat Party, isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately, both parties are moving in the opposite direction, mm-hmm. and they're going to meet somewhere and Neverland.
On the other side of the planet. So that's what scares you about her. About frightens you about her. What is there anything about her that you think could be a positive? Like what you said, maybe she'd act more like her husband.
Well, one would hope. I mean, her husband was dragged into a lot of good policies. Welfare reform and
right.
NAFTA were both sort of foisted on him by the Republicans, but he had the good sense to let it happen. So he has some moderate instincts, and I think she probably has some moderate instincts, but they're being snuffed out.
Yeah.
She's obviously the best informed candidate on the Democratic side.
Right.
And also on the other side, the leading candidate's got some sort of charisma that I can't explain. But he doesn't know anything about any of the issues.
Yeah.
Or if he does, he's keeping it to himself.
Well, I want to say before we leave Hillary, with regard to Bill. Bill came up as a Southern Democrat in a time when there wasn't much different in a Southern Democrat and a Republican. But in those days in the South, you couldn't get elected as a Republican, regardless of what
right.
your ideology was. So he was basically a de facto Republican in a lot of ways. Now, moving over to Donald Trump, tell us about your thought. What are you afraid of Donald Trump?
I have no idea what he would try to do, and whether he would get some people in there that could help him that are sound people. You know, every yeah. one of his speeches is how popular he is, how rich he is, and how wonderful
make
people
America
are.
Great. Now he talks about making America great. That's part
America's
of the charisma.
Great.
But he one thing that troubles me about him is his stance on trade. That worries me.
Well, if you wanted to swallow hard and vote for him, you could say that's an opening negotiating
right.
tactic. And he
but he also has a background. Another thing that bothers me, he has a background in actually doing, and that's eminent domain.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about the way he thinks about eminent domain. What do you like about Donald Trump?
I can't think of much. I guess the best thing I can say about him is I have two or three friends who I respect their judgment that are for him. I don't understand it, but maybe they see something I don't.
Well, I do believe that he cares. I do believe that he's more of a nationalist, more of a patriot than the other side is. I just feel that way. I mean, I feel like that he's going to be, you know, to me, a patriot is America, even if it's including all of our faults. In other words, not apologizing for America. And I feel like that's one thing that we could say about him. What do you think? Quickly, last thoughts.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I think that's a big part of the charisma that you were talking about.
Well, if you can get things done with a big rally, by getting everybody fired up, he's the man.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job as always. Come back soon.
Okay. Thanks.
Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back, and I'm Jim Blasingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.